Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today on the Startup Trip, we're going to talk about encouragement versus advice.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
And here's why we want to talk about this. It's because you recently tweeted about it, Heaton. And a few really interesting things to say about the power of encouragement and how the advice you were giving to people, how potentially the impact of that advice was more the encouragement that you were giving people versus just the pure, you know, advice itself. And I responded really strongly when I read that probably, well, I'll get to that a bit later. There's probably a few biases or things going on my end why that really stood out. But I wanted to unpack that. I saw that a lot of people actually responded to this tweet. So first and foremost, what prompted you sharing this thought or having this thought and talking about the difference between encouragement and advice and the importance of encouragement?
So most writing, whether it's tweets or like blog posts, have been marinating in your head for a while, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's like just usually what it is. I mean, they might feel impulsive at the time, especially if it's a tweet, but generally they marinate for a while. So one thing is like, I mean, just like you, like I've given a lot of advice in my life, or what I thought was advice to the point of the tweet. And I was actually in LA. I was speaking to a bunch of product people in LA, and someone came up to me after and said, well, she also emailed me after. So I'll share the line from the email that's relevant. She said, "As I told you in person, I had been feeling less motivated than usual. And since your discussion, I've been back to my jazz/motivated self. So thank you for that." And I don't know what I did. I was just speaking. So I gave a presentation. I actually was speaking for a while that day, but I gave the two things I did she thought were I gave a presentation and I did I moderated a panel. Back to back. And for whatever reason, that's what she said. And she also said, "It was amazing meeting you," and amazing all caps. So this was like the latest event that happened. I didn't actually give her any advice except whatever she heard from the presentation and the panel. And I've asked people in the past, like about my advice, more recently, like about people that I've given a lot of advice to, or I've known for a while, and gotten their feedback on it. And, you know, like, I think, you know, we really can't do much to get somebody else to do something. We just can't. And that's a hard thing for some of us who give advice. It's probably even a hard thing for people who receive advice, right? Like, hey, I can't do anything for you. Like, straight up, like, I can't do anything for you. I can't make you do something that's right for your wrong, or whatever, because it's just going to be my opinion. You don't really care about my opinion. And that's okay. That's totally fine. You care about yourself. You care about what you're struggling with. You care about what you need to do. And that's it. And at best, if you're somebody who I am really good friends with, or is my best friend, or whatever you want to use, I'm really close with, I might weigh your feedback, your opinion, your advice a little bit more, or maybe a lot more, but that doesn't mean I'm going to do anything about it. Some of the best advice I've gotten, Stelly, I haven't done anything with.
Oh, you're probably the only person like that. And the rest of the world acts on the best advice. It's the best advice, Heaton. Obviously, we're acting on it.
And, you know, I've had an instance recently where someone was giving me advice for like over a year, and I should have just listened. I just should have listened. It would have prevented so much if I just listened. But I didn't. I should have listened. They told me this advice repeatedly, very compassionately, every time I brought up my problem. I didn't listen. And so a lot of this comes from like, oh, we're not going to listen to advice. This is not how we're wired, right? And so the best we can do for other people, I would say, in the context of advice or context of being around them, is just be encouraging. So the tweet was, encouragement is more important than advice. And then I went on to explain this, but I didn't necessarily explain it in the way I just did to you, because you know this is a podcast and it's more intimate, and like you and I are talking about it, and you brought it up because apparently it struck a nerve. So I'd love to hear kind of what nerve it struck and what your thoughts are. But this is something that's been on my mind for a while now.
That's beautiful. So I love that you shared this, and this is one of the reasons why we have this podcast, is because, you know, you and I think about similar topics often very differently at first, but not really at all once you dig a bit deeper. But the reason why it stood out to me is because I do feel like I feel bad about not feeling like I'm that encouraging lately. And with lately, I mean last couple of years. So when I read that, I was like, huh, am I really... Would I say or describe myself as somebody that's encouraging others? Yeah, not really. But then when I thought, then the other thing that I did that I learned from you is I looked at the dictionary definition of encouragement. It was actually, at first I missed it, but then when I read it again, it stood out to me, because the definition here, at least that Google spits out, is the action of giving someone support, confidence, or hope. And so my definition, I think, when I hear the word encouragement, I always feel about somebody that's telling people nice things, right? Or positive things, independently, right? Oh, you can do it. This is going to work out. I believe in you. You are special. Like that kind of a thing. When I think about it in that framework, I'm like, no, that's not me at all. Like I'm actually very discouraging. I'm not telling a lot of people that everything will be fine and, you know, just... think positive and the world is going to, like, things are going to be really nice. But when I read this, the dictionary definition, which is the act of giving somebody support, confidence, or hope, I'm like, yeah, all right. Under this definition, I am probably encouraging too many, at least from the feedback that I'm getting. And so there's some kind of an internal, I do feel like I've accumulated a bad conscience about not being more positive with people, right? I do feel like I can be very harsh. I think I can be, you know, just setting very high standards. I can be pushing people really hard. But at the same time, I constantly get the feedback that people do get a lot of support from me. So that's something that definitely checks off in my list. Do I support a lot of people? Yes. Do I try to help a lot of people? Yes. And a lot of people tell me that they get confidence or hope from consuming my content, listening to me or talking to me. But there was this interpretation that I had that encouragement was like maybe overly positive, and that didn't fit with me. And I was like, maybe, I don't know, maybe I need to be more positive. Maybe I need to be a little bit nicer. So I responded strongly to your tweet because I felt like I'm not living up to it and there's maybe a missed opportunity. That's really what stood out to me at first.
I think it's the way we think about it, right? Like I used to just pour on advice because, you know, I tend to be pretty intuitive about what somebody should do, right? Or what I think they should do. It's not even what I think. It's what they should do, right? Like what the most rational, pragmatic, logical thing is. I used to be able to get past my emotion or their emotion. This is much easier to do when you're helping other people. And what I realized is, like, they come to me, they want advice, but at the end of the day, they want the definition of encouragement. They want support, confidence, and hope, right? If they're in a really crappy situation and they just need to go through it, they need hope, right? Mm. If they're in a place where they don't know if what's going to happen next, like, they can do or they can achieve, they need confidence. Right. And if they're going through something legit, like emotionally tough, they need support. Right. And it's like the best thing we can do to influence somebody, in my opinion, at this point, after, you know, struggling with this, is encourage them. And that doesn't mean we don't give our advice. That doesn't mean we don't do any of that. That just literally means that, like, when we speak to each other, we can provide more encouragement and less prescriptive advice, like you should do this or you should do that. And encouragement comes in the form of, like, just listening and having compassion for whatever journey they're going on. Because a lot of times advice, like, is like, oh, I know what they should do. I know what they should do. But you lack compassion for what they're going through. Like, you're not actually listening. You're not actually paying attention to their emotion. You're not, like, sometimes what I'll do is I'll mimic and reflect back on, like, are you feeling like this? Because it sounds like you're feeling like this, right? And that's really helpful, because then I'm not sitting there like, oh, this is like, you know, I'm not ignoring their feelings. I know that sounds weird, but like, that's really powerful. And sometimes, like, the words people use, some folks don't like to, like, you know, speak of their feelings. So the words people use can give you a clue as to how they're feeling. And then when you ask them, hey, are you feeling like this? They'll open up more. And they'll actually talk to you in a more real way related to how they're feeling. Surprise, surprise. And so I think this is a big deal. Like, there's now more advice than ever. A lot of the advice is in blog posts and tweets and things like that. There's encouragement in those places as well. Don't get me wrong. But when we're one-on-one with people, I think that we can get to another level and just, you know, focus on our being compassionate for their journey, their situation, whatever it may be, you know, whatever kind of problem they have, whether it's a really tough personal problem or, you know, a really, you know, simple, like, business problem, whatever it may be, let's take it up a notch and I would say be more encouraging, be more compassionate, spend more time listening to people, and don't rush to give them answers, because that's honestly not what they need or what they're usually looking for.
I love it. It's such a beautiful way to end this podcast. So that's a little bit of an action, a call to action from Heaton for all of us. And maybe just to double click on that in a different way before we wrap up, you know, one is, how can you be more encouraging to others? Because that really can make a big difference. But also ask yourself, who's been really encouraging to you lately? Who's been somebody that's really giving you hope, great, support, and confidence? Maybe today, maybe right now is the time to let them know, like, tell them thank you, or find more time to spend with them, because people that are really encouraging should be a big part of your life, or a bigger part of your life. You should give them more of your time, because they're really, really making a difference. So yeah, let's all try to be more encouraging to others, and let's try to create a positive reinforcing feedback loop, so when we do receive real encouragement, we let those people know. That's it from us for this episode.
Cheers.